Hello, my name is Andrea. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. There was a charge to my credit card that I didn't authorize.
All right, give me 1 sec while my computer's loaded. Can I get that zip code from you?
93907.
That was 93907.
Correct.
All right, give me 1 second. All right, can I get the name that associated with that account?
Amanda Kopp, KAUPP.
All right, while those transactions are loading up for me, can I get you to verify that address for me for security purposes, Ms. Amanda?
1013 O'Farrell Court, Salinas, California, 93907.
All right, give me 1 second. All right, so I see where on the 12th of November you signed up for a tactical bag for
$7.95. Correct.
All right, and it also states in that terms and conditions on their website page where you ordered the bag from, if you do not cancel your subscription or cancel the trial within a certain amount of days, you will be billed $67.32, and also that automatically enrolls you into their factory membership.
Okay, well, can I cancel that?
Yes, ma'am, I can get this canceled for you. Once I cancel this account, there's nothing else I can do for you. And if any more transactions are taken out of this account, you can set the rest of this up with your bank. Give me 1 second. All right, so I have that account canceled for you. Are you ready for the cancellation code?
Question, is it going to refund the 67 dollars?
No, ma'am, because that's not what you asked for. And I also stated in the recording, because this is a recording line, that and once I cancel, I can't do anything else for you. And also, you stated that you know the charges, but you did not read the terms and condition where the 6732 was coming out of your account. Are you ready for that cancellation code?
I just went back to that email, and it didn't say anything about that, or else, because I wouldn't have, you know, purchased it if I would have known that beforehand.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me go to my terms and conditions on the page and see what did you did not see. Well, what you seen. All right, so in the auto ship policy, trial policy, in addition to that $7.95 shipping and handling, I am paying now. I understand and agree that the following, by clicking the order now button, I will immediately be charged at $7.95 for shipping and handling. My free tactical bag, which is a welcoming gift for joining Consumer Direct Savings Club. I will also be charged $67.32 for the first month membership within the next 48 hours if you do not cancel the account. But with the free tactical bag, and the $125 gift or $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, it really costs.
Understand that you see it, but I don't see it on my side.
Are you under the website? Are you under the tactical website bag?
It's the from the link from the email that I received.
Okay, well that link is not the bag link. The link where you ordered that, is it the link that you ordered the bag on, or that's the link that they sent to you in your email once they said that you have the bag?
It's the link that was in the email to click here to order it. And so I clicked that link to order it, and it gives me the quantity, gives me how much for the set shipping and handling, the shipping information to be able to input all my information, payment information, and then it says a one-time offer for $3.99 to get tactical backpack protection. And then right under there, to completely secure your purchase button. And then an easy return, 30-day guarantee, secure transaction, privacy, quality guarantee, easy instant setup. And that's it. There's nothing there that says I'll
okay, well,
charged.
Under the terms and conditions on the tactical bag website, it states that.
Okay, I understand that. I understand what you're saying, but that's not the website that I was sent to. It says amazingdiscountbudget.com
on
the top
not,
of the page.
Well, that's not there. Give me 1 second, because it states in their terms and conditions, and I have to go off of their terms and conditions. I don't know what was sent to you and why those were sent to you, because those aren't their terms and conditions for the bag that you ordered. Give me 1 second, but I know I would not be able to. And then I already have the account canceled for you, and I stated that for you.
I understand, but I still got $67 for some account that I didn't want and that I obviously can't even use now.
Okay, well, it's something that you probably didn't want, but it's something that you signed up for that you didn't see.
I understand you see it on your part, but I don't see it on my part. But if there's nothing I can do, I guess there's nothing I can do. I got to fucking eat the money. But
yes, ma'am, because I already canceled the account. And as I stated, once I cancel the account, there's nothing I can do but give you the cancellation code.
Like, what's the point of a cancellation code if I can't, like, give my money back or whatever?
Just to inform you that your account is canceled. And if any more charges are taken out of this account, then you'll have to take that up with that bank. But I have to give you the cancellation number. If you don't want it, then you don't have to get it. But I know in my system, I stated, and this is a recording line, that I have, well, I'm trying to give you the cancellation number and that this account is canceled. So with that being said, there's no more further information or things I can do for you since your account is canceled. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Cool. Just take my money. It fucked me right.